You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. If you missed my conversation with Wright Thompson, the great writer, ESPN, he's at Augusta, and he's profiled Tiger before. He's profiled Michael Jordan, Mike Krzyzewski, Urban Meyer. Does a wonderful job giving you sort of the inner workings of what makes somebody tick. And one thing that stood out to me, I talked to Wright Thompson about this a long time ago, and he said, you know, Tiger doesn't like golf. He's just great at golf. You know, he'd rather be a Navy SEAL. He plays golf because he's really good at it. And I thought, well, that's kind of a weird conundrum that you're really good at this, but you may not like doing this. And maybe that had to do with his upbringing, that he had a golf club in his hand when he was walking and he was able to play. And his father was, you know, directing him and raising a prodigy. And he just became great. But he thought that Tiger didn't like playing golf. He was just really good at it. Now I wonder where he is in his life, that you may appreciate it more because now you have children who can watch you. You're at Augusta, and you just got inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. They're seeing you, and, you know, they're teenagers, young adults. And to be able to do that and have your children experience it with you, because most athletes accomplish whatever they're going to accomplish before they start a family or before their children are old enough to understand what is it that they actually did. You know, the magnitude. I mean, Tom Brady is still doing that for his children. Not that he's doing it for them, but they get to see their dad on the grand stage winning Super Bowls. And it's rare when athletes get that opportunity for their children to be able to see them. But it's been over a year since Tiger made an appearance on the PGA Tour. And that streak comes to an end as he tees off a little after 11 o'clock. There was a lot of rain last night, and they pushed the tee times back about a half hour. But I'm not sure what's going to happen this weekend as far as the weather and the wind and the cold weather. Those are things that will affect Tiger. Not pin placement or, you know, who he's playing with. It'll be just being able to walk, be comfortable. But, you know, we've seen golf be dominated by underdogs this year. And do you realize Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, haven't won this year. You know, Tom Hodge and J.J. Spahn, you've had guys win and you go, not familiar with them. And maybe you have an unlikely contender making a run on Sunday. It usually doesn't happen at Augusta because that is the local knowledge of being able to play it over and over and over, understanding, you know, there's certain areas that you have to hit it to this area. And that area could be, you know, small in diameter, but you know that that's where you have to place it. That's where you have to putt it. That's where you have to chip it. Can't be in that bunker on that hole. You know, there are just so many things. And the reason why I know this is because when I played there back in the mid-90s, my caddy had caddied for Seve Ballesteros. And, you know, I just wanted to know local knowledge. And he had been caddying there for decades. And he would just say, hit it here. Hit it here. And you look at it and you're going, I would never hit it there. Like, I remember on two green, I said, I'm thinking right around here. He goes, no, you're not thinking. I'm thinking. You're going to putt it over here. We got to 12. And he said, don't look at the wind on 11, you know, with the flag. Don't look at the trees on 13T. Just hit. I'm going to hand you a club and you just hit it. I said, okay. So he hands me a 7, put it on the right side of the green, made a birdie. He said, listen to me. I said, okay. The next day I play, different caddy. Caddy says he's looking at the wind on 11, the wind on 13, and he gives me an 8-iron. I put it in the creek. And the caddy that I had the day before just looked at me and shook his head. But that's what you want, that local knowledge. You want to tap into that. You want to be able to have that. Well, Tiger has that. He doesn't need help from his caddy. Although I did reach out to Joe LaCava, his caddy, 2 days ago, and I said, don't F this up. And he goes, I know, no pressure. Yeah. And Joe was with Fred Couples a long time. I've known Joe and his family a long time. But, you know, he's got a little bit of pressure there. Also, you know, Vegas has some pressure here. If Tiger would happen to win, this would be a big, big hurt for the casinos. They're looking at Tiger, realistically, as a 200-to-1 chance to win the Masters. Now, he's listed at 40-to-1 in some sports books, but the one sports book said, we look at this as about 200-to-1. And with Tiger, there's so much sentiment on his side. Like, we want to see him make the cut. We want to see him in contention on Sunday. The reality, as somebody told me last night, who's there with the sport, didn't want to be quoted, that they didn't think Tiger had any chance of winning. And I said, well, we've learned not to say you don't have any chance. And this person said, I think if he makes 4 rounds, it's one of the great stories of golf. And I said, oh, but Tiger doesn't see it that way, does he? He goes, he might. This might be just, I have to have a goal to come back with my rehab. Gosh, maybe I could play 4 rounds at Augusta because then he'll build on that. And next year, it'll be maybe I could win Augusta. But I thought that that was surprising just because they saw how Tiger was walking yesterday. And the last couple of days have had an impact on him. Just the comfort level of walking. Swing wise, this guy said, hey, he looks great. He said, but that discomfort, the swelling every night, you know, are you going to have it? Are you going to soak it? You know, he's got, this is 24 hours, it feels like, that he's got to be on call or somebody has to be on call with just what's going to happen with those injuries. And if you have the wind and the rain and the cold weather, you know, that's a Molotov cocktail there. Yeah, Paulie.
I was watching Golf Channel yesterday, and Brandel Chamblee, the analyst, was talking with the host. And the host said, well, it's a good sign that Tiger's playing a lot of practice round holes. He goes, well, practice round holes are very casual. The pace is casual. You could drop a ball and reshoot it. There's no pressure. There's no cameras following you. There's no crowds following you. He said the difference when you're playing the Masters or any major is they want to keep it moving for TV. So you can't casually saunter between holes or sit down and take a 3-minute break. He goes, but practice rounds are nothing like a normal round.
Tiger's going to tee off in about an hour from now. So we'll keep an eye on that. Phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. We got nominated for our 5th consecutive Sports Emmy. That was yesterday after the show. And, of course, we haven't won. And I thought, let's have a pizza party today. So after the show, backroom guys, everybody, we're going to have a pizza party.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Todd, are you going to be able to stick around for the pizza party?
I am going to stick around for the pizza party, and I'm going to eat off of Seton's plate, is what I was planning on doing.
Yeah. That was an awkward moment years ago. Seton has a small pizza. Fritzy walks by, and it was a personal pizza. And Fritzy goes, "That's what I'm talking about." Gets those beefy hands in there.
Beefy.
Grabs a slice of it, and Seton's like, "Look at you," and you had no clue.
He was so angry.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
That's okay, Todd. Just go ahead and eat my lunch. That's fine.
I wish he would have said it like that. Then I would have been traumatized like a week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's legendary.
Yes.
Still my favorite shirt we've ever made.
That's what I'm talking about.
Todd is a little pizza guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a pizza box.
Yeah. Mike Piazza is going to join us coming up in the final hour of the show. We thought it'd be fun to talk to him. He's going to join us from Italy, of course. And we were going to talk about just the whole technology that baseball is trying to introduce with catchers and pitchers and communications. It's baseball's opening day. Big slate of games. Let's see. Poll question. Hour two. Seton, what are we going to have? By the way, pick up some of Penny's Bang Biscuits. These are great. Bite-sized treats for the perfect rewards for a training session. Anytime you want to thank your dog for good behavior. I have a bag that I haven't opened just because Winnie is not good. And she doesn't deserve any treats, but Penny does. Penny is always good. Biscuits are handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. And 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry, including the place where we got Penny from and I got my dog Winnie from. Yes, Seton.
Based off our guest today, I'd rather go to Italy with Mike Piazza or the Masters with Wright Thompson. Right now, 75% taking.
Wright Thompson.
Wright Thompson in the Masters, yeah.
Yeah, Wright Thompson. So the guy who is Pappy Van Winkle, he's staying with Wright Thompson in Augusta. And if you're a bourbon fan, then you know that Julian from Pappy Van Winkle probably brought some 15-year Pappy Van Winkle. That's another one I didn't realize. Wright Thompson goes, hey, I'm going to send you a bottle. I said, all right. I said, you're going to send me 21-year? And he goes, no, you want 15. I go, 15? He goes, yeah, people make a mistake all the time. They want the older one. He goes, 15, that's the year. I said, all right. Yeah, Seton.
How do we know that Mike Piazza right now isn't sitting with like Enzo Ferrari, you know, or somebody or like...
We do not know.
We don't know that. So Wright's getting all the credit for Julian and Pappy Van Winkle, but Mike Piazza might be like, oh, yeah, I'm sitting in my new Ferrari that I just got fresh off the...
He might be, but we know Wright Thompson is with the guy who is responsible for Pappy Van Winkle.
What if he's sipping a delicious cab? I don't even know. I don't even remember it. Italian wine.
Yeah.
A Piedmont.
A Barolo.
A Barolo. That's the one. Barolo. What if Barolo. He's sipping on a $200 bottle?
Yes, Paulie.
Piazza's next door neighbor could be George Clooney. He could, Piazza's got probably 120 large in the bank. He's got a nice villa.
Yeah.
Not a house, a villa.
Yeah, that's
Villa's
all right.
Nice.
It's okay.
Oh, villa life?
Wright Thompson has profiled some of the biggest sports figures.
I'm looking at Mike Piazza's dating history. That's some pretty good stories there, too.
Wright Thompson has spent a career profiling people like
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
We got to ask Piazza about the Baywatch on the beach with his jersey on.
Baseball player Mike Piazza, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's
I'm swinging this bat.
Yeah. It's so bad. I can't imagine when the script writers go, okay, what are we thinking here? How about we get Mike Piazza in just his jersey, and he's going to be swinging his bat on the beach, and no one else is around him, and Pam Anderson comes up and says, you can't swing that bat on the beach. What are you doing? Well, just make sure you don't hit anybody.
Yeah, she's like, you can't do that. She's like, oh, there's a lockout? Okay, well, just be careful.
You know it's bad if we're saying something's too hokey for Baywatch.
Those dudes made hundreds of millions of dollars off of crap like that.
I know.
Off of that horrendous scene that we just watched.
I know. And slow motion.
Pam Anderson deserves 75% of all that revenue.
But whoever had the brilliant idea to make it in slow motion, that's when the lifeguards are running on the beach in slow motion, and your head is kind of moving up and down in slow motion as you're watching them run. It's good to be bad in the WWE. Evil. Stream the new Peacock original from executive producer John Cena. Dives into the minds of some of the most diabolical antagonists in WWE history. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. Let's see. Let's get a couple of phone calls in here. Dan in Toledo is back. Dan?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Sorry for the epic fail on my part. Technology issues, apparently. I just wanted to weigh in on the poll question. I am hanging with Wright Thompson all weekend, and Pappy would make several appearances. But then I also have on this five-time Emmy-nominated show, hopefully a win this year. If you don't win, we know it's fixed. And then I would like to propose something to you, and maybe Fritzy can do this because he has the biggest guns. If you don't win, maybe Fritzy saunters up on stage and a la Will Smith smacks the stuffing out of somebody.
No, we don't encourage something like that. It's better to leave in shame with your head you know, hanging low, and then we go to the bar. I don't get angry at who wins. I get disappointed that we don't win. But I don't have any animosity if SportsCenter wins or Pardon the Interruption or Rich Eisen Show or whoever it is. It doesn't matter. I just know we didn't win. And I know it's so important for the Danettes and the backroom guys, you know, to be able to be a winner because they've been losers all their lives. And I think
I never felt like that until now. Just now. Okay, would you rather be like, let's say we do this show for 4 more years, right? 5 more years, and we're 10-time nominees.
Yeah.
Or let's say we won it our first time we were nominated and never got nominated again. Which would you prefer?
I'd rather have 10 nominations.
Which is like the Frank Gore, you know, running back style.
We're the Frank Gore.
We're the Frank Gore
of sports.
Not a lot of all. He was never all pro,
but he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and but Terrell Davis was like awesome for 3 years. Mm.
I'd rather be a 10-time nominee and not win it, because then you've sustained a level of excellence
that you can't show that on a mantle, though.
You are almost good enough for 10 years. Almost.
Okay, if you guys can have one, and then the next 9 years you don't get nominated.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because we did the first 10 years not getting nominated. And it was like, yeah, that was still a lot of fun.
That's right.
Which, that's actually the real travesty here, is how the hell did we go 10 years without getting nominated the first time?
Yeah.
Bad at it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's a science to putting together your tape. Because we do this how many days out of the year? It's 3 hours each day. And you're trying to narrow it down to, I think, 5 segments. Is that right, Paulie? 5 segments?
Yeah, you get 5 clips, and I think it has to be under 20 minutes.
Okay. And then you have people in the business who look at the tape and say, I'll grade this and give you whatever, an 8 or a 9, a 4. And I think they tabulate that, and then they decide who's going to be the top shows. Yes, Paul.
Maybe next year we should use clips from PTI. Just sneak a few PTI clips in ours. They'll get confused, and no one win the award.
Maybe we could have Wilbon on, and he does a good segment, and then we could get partial credit that way. All right, let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. And it's 17 after the hour, this award-nominated program, back after this. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it in different times, different ways. If you've changed jobs, considering retirement, you got to think about your version of success and striving to reach your goals. And maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. Can't make a mistake. Don't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans. Understanding the many options for claiming Social Security, implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find your Stifel Financial Advisor at stifel.com. You spell it S-T-I-F-E-L. Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC NYSE. Stifel.com, and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. with an uplifting scent that smells like coconut. Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
I think we're going to do what would our walk-up song be in baseball? Maybe on short notice, we can think, what would we play? Walk-up song. It's opening day baseball today. Yes, Paul?
And this song right here, Man in the Box, the batter's box. Ooh, okay. That would have worked.
Okay.
Is this Alice in Chains?
Seton would probably.
Yeah, Alice in Chains.
All right. Let's see. Do I have Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner? He's got an issue here. Now, I think we're at least 2 years, maybe 3 years into this issue. And it might have started when Greg Popovich decided he was not going to bring some of his star players to Miami to play against the Miami Heat. Like Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. And the NBA said, no, you can't do that. And fine the Spurs, whatever, $200,000. Then we started to get into load management. I'm not sure who is the founder of load management, but the NBA has an issue here of how can you get these star players to play? He doesn't have a solution. Here is the commissioner of the NBA.
Greater concern to me is a trend of star players not participating in a full complement of games. And I think that's something we, together with the Players Association, need to address. I'm not standing here saying I have a great solution. Part of the issue is injuries. And the other way we can get at it in terms of player participation is creating other incentives. You know, play-in tournament, I thought, was a beginning of creating renewed incentives for teams to remain competitive and be fighting for playoff position.
Yeah, he doesn't have a solution here. And we thought, well, the play-in game, then you're going to have more guys play more meaningful games to get into the playoffs. It's hard to incentivize multimillionaires. But that's what he's trying to do to get you to play. But also understand this. Larry Bird probably could have benefited from load management. Would you rather have Larry give you 10 years or load management and he gives you 15 years? Larry was done at 35. But he got into the league, and I think he was 24 when he came in. And he had the back injury. He was 32 years of age. And you wonder about load management. Now, it used to be that, like, it was kind of embarrassing that you sat out a game. You know, it was a badge of courage that you got to play at least 80 games. They didn't have healthy scratches. You played. You wanted to play. But I wonder what that did to certain players because they did play. And maybe there were times you shouldn't have played. So I understand both sides of this, but it's really hard to say, hey, I'm going to go circle that date on the calendar because Steph Curry's coming to town, and then Steph Curry is not playing, or LeBron. And they're legitimate injuries. You know, Steph is out for the rest of the regular season. But this is a real problem for the commissioner to try to get these guys to play. LeBron James was on the shop, and he was asked by Maverick Carter, his buddy, about who he'd like to play with.
Who do you want to play with?
Bronny is number one on my list.
That's dope.
He's number one on my list that I want to play with for sure.
You want him to beat you? You think?
Nah, he can't beat me.
Hey, Bronny. Nah. Beat your daddy, man.
Not too long ago, I asked him, I said, what you want to do with this? Like you want to get to the pros? What you want to do? He's like, yeah. I said, why? He said, because I want to make a name for myself. And when I heard that,
that's
I was
like, that's more motivating than money.
Yeah.
I was like,
legendary. That's a bigger motivator than money.
What you going to say to that?
Nothing.
I said, well, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. That's all I need to hear.
What he's saying to your face is, I appreciate what you did.
But back to
Yeah,
and I love it.
All right. He also really likes Steph Curry.
Who else you want to play with?
In today's game, no, this in today's game, but Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's the one.
Steph Curry is the one that I want to play with for sure in today's game. All time, it's crazy, man. I love Scottie Pippen, bro.
Really?
Yeah, Scottie was like, I mean, obviously MJ was crazy, cold, but like Scottie Pippen and Penny Hardaway was like my two because I seen myself in them. But like right now, Steph.
Why Steph?
Man, I love everything about that guy.
Man,
that
mother, lethal.
Lethal, man. When he get out of his car, you better guard him right from the moment he pulls up to the arena.
Steph Curry was asked about LeBron wanting to play with him.
Well, he got it. We got his wish. So he's the captain. He's picked me the last two All-Star games. So I don't know if that suffices, but I'm good right now. I mean, whenever you get the interest or curiosity of what it would be like to play with arguably, MVP kind of caliber dude like he is and one greatest of all time. Cool. Like, it's amazing.
Right.
We all can live in that fantasy world, though.
Is that tampering? Like, doesn't it feel like it's tampering? I don't know. I mean, look, I've seen guys get fined for less than that. But it felt like LeBron was saying, I love you, Steph. And so I love that Steph goes, no, I'm good. I'm good.
What if he just said, I'm good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll play with you in an All-Star game. Yeah, Paulie.
That earlier clip when LeBron was asked who you want to play with and you heard those beeps, those weren't swears. Those were him saying, not Russell Westbrook, not Anthony Davis. And they beeped those out to protect the innocent.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. I misheard it.
I don't think so.
That's my fault.
I mean, he might have thought that, but he's going to try to hang out until Bronny gets into the league. And the question is, where is LeBron going to be? Who's going to draft Bronny? And, you know, the reviews are mixed there. Remember Brian Windhorst joined us last week? A wonderful appearance. And he said that there are more people who look at LeBron's younger son as being more talented and being more like LeBron than Bronny. And Bronny's got one more year in high school. And is he going to go G League? I don't know. When is the one and done over?
I thought it was the next draft. I'll double check.
Okay. Not this one. The next one. So Bronny could come out of high school and then go into the NBA. All right, some more phone calls here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Jesse in San Antonio stops by. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jess. I'm
stepping on Todd's toes a little bit here. I got a limerick for in honor of Jim Nance.
Okay.
Jim Nance, the man, since I was a tyke, calling sports where they yell four or hike, never misses the post. What I love him for most is keeping Ray Lewis off the mic.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesse. Let's see.
That was just as entertaining as Todd's. Exactly. It was like a mirror image. Wow. It was neither bad nor good.
Wow. Slam.
That was the same reaction.
Gary in Iowa. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
Sure.
Always a delight to listen to your show. You were talking about your retirement from life, and actually made me spit my coffee out. My daughter, who's being homeschooled, she turned around and she asked me what I was laughing about, and I told her, and then you guys went in and talking about Marvin's hands, and she goes, why are they talking about his hands? So she went and got a tape measure. We measured our hands. Mine are 10 and a quarter, and if you don't mind, I can put my daughter on the phone real quick.
Hi, my name's Bailey. I'm 15 years old, 5'11", and I weigh 136 pounds.
How big are your hands, Bailey?
My hands are 8 1/4 inches.
Marvin, what are your hand size?
Less than that.
Thank you, Gary.
I think there was a seven.
Thank you, Bailey. Yeah. No, Marvin has an 8 in his hand size, doesn't he? Or is it a 7?
No, it's definitely a 7.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. You know what? This audience is going to forget about this, you know?
Here, hold on. Let me go through the measurements here just to make sure we're accurate.
Great job saving that, by the way. Respect.
We will make a Marvin t-shirt. We will. I think at Thanksgiving, you know, when you'd put your hands there and you'd make the turkey, you know, you'd have that little crepe paper that you would use. You'd bring it home to your mom and she thought it was, you know, Picasso. Like, oh, honey, it's so great. Yeah, Paul.
Our merch store doesn't have a winter goods area. That's like gloves and mittens, Martin, for Marvin.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Now, we need to do something like Bernie Sanders had the gloves. Like, we do one with Marvin sitting. Yes, Seton.
It was a 7 7/8.
7 7/8 for Marvin. It's so close to 8, but so far away. Yeah, Marv.
My real question is, Seton has that saved. Does he have a copy that he framed in his house?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That was a big day for Seton.
It was a huge day for
me. Yeah, because Seton would always talk about he's got small feet. He's got small hands.
Look at these things.
I know.
They're gigantic.
Now they... It's like, I can't imagine what your wife thought. When you came home, you were like, hey, babe.
Yeah, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess who doesn't have the smallest hands? This guy right here.
Oh, I love you so much more. There's so much more to love now that you know my hands are so much bigger.
I could have told them that.
Yeah. Sean and wow.
Run your unexpectedly big hands over my body.
Oh, you big bear.
Oh. Is that a baseball glove? No, that's my hand.
No, those are my hands.
Oh, I love you. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean.
Dan, I'm surprised Marvin even has any hands because he's all heart, brother.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
All right.
I want to say that from what I'm hearing, I think sports fans in general have terrible suggestions, but I'm hearing that golf caddies have good suggestions. And I like suggestion boxes. You know, I used to laugh. We had one at the company office, and I used to laugh that there was a little hole at the bottom with a trash can underneath that, you know, but I think it's good to have people's input, and you want people to feel needed. You know, it builds morale. You want to make people feel inclusive, and it's good to make people feel smart. But I think it takes a lot of time to go through these suggestions.
Well, there's only 12 people who work for this show. Thank you, Sean. at the time, there was only four people who worked for the show. That was it. Yeah, Seton.
Hey, I think that we should get somebody else to take out the garbage.
Yeah.
Hey, well, which one of the four of us said that?
But, and I said when we started, because we didn't have many people, and I remember that we had to put together our chairs. And I remember I got this shipment of chairs, and I said, Paulie, I have no clue. So Paulie is coming over there to help me with chairs. We're putting chairs together. We're not doing well.
No.
Not doing well. And then I had like IKEA furniture that I think I put in there. And you had to, you know, kind of pitch in and do some other things. And I asked Todd one day if he would take out the garbage.
I don't remember what my exact response was.
No.
I know how I felt when I was asked to go on a coffee run during the hours of the show. After 14 years at ESPN, and I came to join you guys, and yeah. I felt a little less than that. Like I didn't really need to actually be on site during the show. Like it was kind of a, all right, you got a couple of guests. We'll let you know when we need guests for the next day. And that's how I felt about that.
Well, everybody, the backroom guys now do a lot of the dirty work. You know, Marvin gets done, and Marvin's got chores around here after he gets off the show.
Chores is a good way to say that.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of chores.
Yeah, we got some chores. You know, Dylan, who does graphics, does the dishes, you know,
not in that order.
No,
I mean, those dishes are awesome.
Yeah.
When he gets done with them,
you know, Weeks is our cameraman. He's a network quality cameraman and he mows the lawn.
Not in that order.
Not in that order.
Unreal.
Now, I know Marvin takes out the garbage. Big German directs the show. And then, you know, he's got other chores around here. He'll be out there shoveling snow. He got a snowblower. Brings Penny out there with him. So we all had to pitch in. I didn't think it was that egregious to ask Todd if he would take out the garbage.
No, looking back, I don't know why I would have had a problem with that when we were all doing multiple things.
Well, you kind of came in with a ESPN attitude.
Did I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because that's really not me. The average person that knows me, I think the last thing they would say is that I would have some kind of cockiness or arrogance. So I don't know what I was going through in my life at that point where I felt it was beneath me to be asked to throw out the garbage. So I apologize, you know, 14 years
later.
Yes,
Marv.
Was he dressed cute that day?
I don't know. Were you dressed cute?
I was probably kind of cute. I probably had some kind of cap on, maybe like a little tight medium shirt on, tight sweatpants, showing my, you know.
That one baffled me. What you said in the first hour, that sometimes you'll look at yourself in the mirror and you say you look cute.
Yeah, I usually don't go handsome. I go, I'm having a cute day or I'm not having a cute day.
Like my daughter might say that, you know, but she's 23. But you go, yeah, I look cute.
Because I kind of go about my business, and we all joke about that. Like, I'm like, and Paul, you'll point it out that I dress like, you know, I'm a 52-year-old going on 8, you know, in some of my mannerisms, or I'll dress like a real big kid. So I kind of feel like Tom Hanks from Big. Like, I'm getting older, but I don't want to grow up, and I want to do, like, cute
yeah,
things.
Seton.
It's like, if I came home or I got put on clothes and my wife was like, oh, you look cute, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I'm 43 years old.
Yeah.
What the hell do you mean? I'm like the father of your child. What do you, I look cute?
But if my wife said it, I'd go, okay. But I can't say it.
Did you say okay?
Even grown ass men are not cute. You're handsome.
Or you look good.
If my wife said, hey, you look cute, I go, thanks, let's get it going. Let's get it fit.
That's
I got one kid in college. The other kid's at some SAT prep class.
That's why she doesn't say it, Todd.
I guess that's probably why she doesn't.
Like, she has to tiptoe around what she says to you.
Because I'll do my Mills Lane problem. Let's get it on. She doesn't know what I'm talking
about. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Walk-up songs, Mike Piazza, final hour. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Off the draw, the Caps come charging ahead. Four across, Ovechkin's pass. Gets it back and he scores! Alexander Ovechkin goes far down. It's 3-1 Washington. Goal number 43, point number 80 on the season.
Ovechkin, 28 goals behind Gordie Howe, second place on the all-time list. That's courtesy of TNT. Real credit card questions require real people, somebody who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives, available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Opening day, and we thought we would bring out our walk-up songs. How about Marvin plays them, and then I try to match who picked that as their walk-up song? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fun.
All right. Go ahead, Marv.
Who's is this?
That would be Pauly.
Give me the bat, I'm a working man.
Yeah,
gonna work the count.
All right. That's Pauly with Rush. All right. Working Man by Rush. All right.
I guess this is the T-O-double-D.
MCA, get on the mic, my man.
All right. No sleep till Brooklyn. Be tough if you played in the Bronx, though, right?
It would be tough. All right. But I love that.
All right. Marvin, hit the music.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Oh. Wow.
Dan, this one's yours.
It is?
No.
I like this, though.
Yeah.
Go Biggie or go home. Yeah.
Okay.
Greatest rapper ever. Marvin, that's yours. Like
so
it.
Good.
All right. Next one. That's Seton's. Yeah. Is this Hatebreed or?
No, this is Pantera. Well, that's a great compliment to Hatebreed, though.
Okay.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that. Walk.
All right.
Tough song.
This is the song that I would use for my walk up. This is, of course, Led Zeppelin. It would be good times for me, bad times for you, the pitcher. That's the message that's being sent. But I wouldn't have the vocals in there. I would just have it on a loop of down, down. All right, Marv, you can bring it down. Right. And there we go. That's our walk-up songs here. A couple more phone calls. Doug in Syracuse. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Daniel Swish Patrick. I'm wondering when Marvin types, is everything in lowercase?
Well, okay.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it is. That's
not necessary.
It is. It is necessary.
That is little keyboard.
Yeah.
Easy bake keyboard.
Yeah.
It's not necessary, Marvin.
No, it's not. Fritzy has bad late night talk show sports monologue. I don't know what this is.
I did this once or twice before.
Okay.
I'm taking like a Jimmy Fallon or a Seth Meyers or a Jimmy Kimmel, and they do their late night monologue, and often it kind of isn't
anything.
Do
not
great.
Lump them in with you. That's not fair.
I'm explaining what this is. It's a late night monologue, but this is just based on sports topics of the day, you know, cheesy late night jokes.
And you know you're asking for criticism.
I am.
You are.
And it's not supposed to be good.
Did you send it to Paul like I said you were supposed to?
I didn't this time around, but there's nothing dirty or inappropriate in there. I don't think.
Okay, there's protocol that... Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell you again. Next time, send it to Paul so he can look at it. You did it for one day.
And then I bailed on it.
Okay.
There's all kinds of red lines and X's all across.
Standing by bad late night talk show sports monologues. Here's Todd Fritz.
Welcome to the Late Night Dan Patrick Show, everybody. I'm sure you've heard by now. Tiger Woods is giving his surgically repaired leg a go at the Masters. The big concern seems to be his ability to get up those steep mounds. According to our sources on the Strip, Candy, Bubbles, Anastasia, he should have no problem rising to the occasion.
I see the premise.
Steep mounds.
Okay.
The chairman of Augusta National explained to the media that Phil Mickelson was invited to play in the Masters, but Lefty decided to pull out. So does that mean he's practicing safe slice? Carolina Panthers
send this off. This is why you did. This is why much, you need to send it to Paul. You would be practicing safe golf, not safe slice.
Yeah, but if it's safe, you can say the word sex. Safe slice. I had to go with two S words.
No, you don't.
You don't have to. All right. Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold, says he's not concerned with the team pursuing other quarterbacks in a trade or in the NFL draft. The poor guy's not just seeing ghosts now. He's about to see his replacement.
Seton's laughing because of how bad it is.
I love that he laughed. I'll take it either way.
That is a back row courtesy laugh.
That delivery was great, Toddy. If you could see his face, he was so excited.
I put his replacement in bold letters.
Okay. All right.
All right. Just a couple quick ones. Oh, how could I forget to mention the Atlanta Dream now have the number one pick in the draft in a trade with the Washington Mystics. In other pertinent news, I had some cereal for breakfast and dropped my kids off at school. That's just mean. People like women's best. Stop it. Stop that. I don't appreciate that. You stop that. It's opening day of Major League Baseball, so in the spirit of the sport, continuing to find ways to speed up the game, we've decided to skip the guest today, bring on a quick musical guest, and say goodnight. Thanks for coming out. We got a great show for you tonight. Ellis Burks is here, Mike Greenwell, and thank you notes with Merton Hanks. We'll be back. In other pertinent news, I had some cereal for breakfast and dropped my kids off at school.
Okay.
The WNBA train for the number one pick.
All right.
Pertinent news.
Sam Donald's about to see his replacement, not just ghosts.
Pat in California. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 6 foot, baby weight, 250.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going down to Anaheim tonight, opening day. Big day for all of us, obviously. So my question was, who's your AL favorite this year and your NL favorite this year?
I'm not ready to break down baseball, but I'm going to go with the Dodgers in the National League because our good buddy Dave Roberts guaranteed they're going to win it all. So Dave put himself out there, so I'll put myself out there. I'm picking the Dodgers to win it all this year. And maybe they'll face the Minnesota Twins in the World Series or the Chicago White Sox. You got to face somebody. All right, 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Mike Piazza is going to join us from Italy. 10 minutes or so before Tiger tees off. We'll be following every swing, every step of the way. Yes, Todd.
I'm so happy the way Seton laughed at that Sam Darnold one with the replacement. It really makes me feel good.
Somebody had to.
I feel like even if it was fake, but I don't think it was, I think that there was something good there. Something good happened. Right
Final
there.
Hour coming up. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. Close out hour two. Love watching golf. Love watching golf on TV. Love watching golf when the players are playing the clubs that I play. Callaway. Callaway didn't just create their longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. They made their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. The Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings, so each model uses artificial intelligence. These are the best irons you're going to play. Most popular iron of the bunch is the Rogue ST Max. It's designed for the widest range of players, higher handicap. Then, if you're a single-digit handicapper, Rogue ST Pro, that gives you the hollow body construction and a sleek, compact player shape. Callaway's best game improvement model, Max OS, mid to high handicappers, total forgiveness and a higher launch angle. Then there's the Max OS Lite, the most forgiving high launch iron they have. No other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at callawaygolf.com/go-rogue.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.